Do you know beyond any shadow of a doubt that you are here to do something wonderful with your life? Do you feel that call deep inside you to bring your sacred healing gifts and transformational knowledge to the world around you? Do you want to feel inspired as you build your business doing your beautiful work? Do you want to learn how to build a successful spiritual business? Well then, you're invited to listen in to the Divinely Intuitive Business Radio Show, where we explore how fun and easy it can be to build a strong, abundant business while at the same time staying deeply connected to the divine using your intuition, your own sixth sense. Join the irreverent Reverend Ann Presswell as she and her guests explore the many ways you can build a deeply connected, authentic, powerful spiritual business making money without feeling like you've sold your soul. You are here to get your gifts out to the world in a powerful, abundant way, and your people are waiting for you. Let's help them find you. Now, here's your host, Reverend Ann Presswell.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Reverend Ann Presswell of Divinely Intuitive Business, and you are here on the Divinely Intuitive Business Radio Show. I want to welcome you. Thank you for being here with us today. We have a really special guest, Nicole Schahnemann from Germany, who is, I'll introduce her in just a moment, but I want to say first before we even start, hello, Elizabeth. How are you? My wonderful producer.
Hello. I'm very well, thank you. Very well. Very happy and very excited as always.
I love it. I'm glad you're here. I'm so glad you're here. Are you back in Spain? I know I'm just checking back with that. Are you still in the UK? Are you back in Spain? What's going on?
Still in the UK. Back in Spain for the next show.
Okay. Right, very good. How wonderful. All right, so I want to, first of all, I always forget. Let's do a grounding intention setting prayer. So in this moment, we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being here, everyone, being here live with us on the call. And thank you, Nicole, thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, everyone, for being here. We are asking our guides and our angels to be present with us during this session, during this time together, during this show, so that we all grow and expand in consciousness and awareness as we bring our divine gifts out into the world. And so we say, and so it is. All right. Today, we have Nicole Schahnemann, who is from Germany. She's joining us. She's an angel therapy practitioner, and this is how she and I met, because I have the angel therapy practitioner certification. And we met, I don't know, a year and a half ago, something like that, right, Nicole? She is a social worker. She's solution-focused therapist, which I really love. I love that, solution-focused. She leads women to regain their power and gift their life with wings after the experience of childhood trauma. She is the founder of Your Place of Power, Earth Angel Recovery Island. She knows that trauma is often our divine initiation, boy, isn't that the truth, into our healing and our channeling abilities. She's a clairsentient, highly empathic, and she helps people really own their gifts in order to fulfill their life purposes as light workers, standing tall in their businesses. Today we're going to be talking about how you can access your Earth Angel superpowers, which is so important. Nicole, welcome.
Thank you. And it's so great to be on the show. I'm so excited. It's really a gift to be here today from overseas, even though we have a little bit of noisy feedback. But, well, we can talk to each other, and that's how we met. We met through Skype, and that's really, I think that's fabulous. And I love, love, love your show. And I'm so happy to be here and, yeah, to talk a little bit about what I'm doing and talk a little bit about the Earth Angels and their missions and to help them to get into their power. And also, I want to thank you, Elizabeth, for preparing me so well for this show. That's really awesome. Thank you.
She rocks, doesn't she?
My pleasure.
I know. It's so nice to work with you both.
Okay, so I want to run. I'm curious to learn. Okay, I want to say that what you guys are going to learn is whether or not you are an Earth Angel and what the Earth Angel skills and challenges are. And you're going to learn some tools to help you overcome those challenges and really access your superpowers. But I want to start, Nicole, with how did you start channeling angels, and how did you know that you were channeling angels? And because, you know, someone from today might go, wow, I've been doing it all this time and I had no idea. So tell us what your story was with that.
Yeah, it's really a funny story. It's kind of what you said. So I think I'm talking to the angels for my whole life, but I didn't think that it is something special. It was, I think, about 15 years ago when I was working in a clinic. I was working with women. And I have this special client. She came in the clinic for the second time. And we were talking to each other, and she told me, well, what you are doing, you are scanning the people, and you know what their issues are from out of nothing. That's what people were saying to me. How do you know what my problem is? And I said, well, it's official. You can see it. You can smell it. It's just like... why should I not know? And she actually taught me that it is something really special. I didn't know that till that time. And as I was saying to her, well, do you think that not everybody can do that? And she said, well, no. And I said, really? And she said, yeah, really. Well, are you kidding me? And I said, no, I'm not kidding you. I thought it's usual. And I was always angry about my colleagues who did some really different therapy with therapy. And I thought, well, they should know what their people have. But they didn't, because they didn't have the ability. So that's really strange.
That's really interesting. That means that you grew up with it. It was something you automatically did.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, as you have become more and more aware of it, how can you tell someone else that they could actually be aware that, number one, they have it, or number two, actually turn it on if they're not using it right now? So we've got two questions there. How can they start using it, and how can they be aware if they already are using it?
That's an interesting question. So, first of all, I believe that everybody is in contact with his or her angels. It's just like, well, maybe you're not listening to them, but they are there, and they constantly are in contact with you and help you with whatever you're up to. So it's a lot of trusting your gut. So I think most of the people are really in contact with their angels, their guardian angels, which are their personal angels, through their gut feelings. But most people, well, you know, it's not very common to listen to your gut. Nobody wants to use that, because we are all brain focused, and it seems to be so important to listen to your brain. So constantly, while you're in contact with your angels, your brain usually is talking to you, saying, oh, this is not true, you're just making it up. It's just, well, are you funny? Who are you kidding? You know, all this kind of stuff. So you can, I think you really can ask Archangel Michael with that, who is helping you, protecting you against your fear. And you can help him, you can ask him to help you, to stand just next to you and help you trusting your gut feelings, which is the most common way to start with accessing the contact to the angel. It's the first tool you usually have. Well, some people make a lot of experiences which help them to be clairvoyant or things like that. But usually, I think everybody is in contact, especially women are in contact with their angels through their gut feelings.
So
you always
Do you have an example of what it would be like to listen to your gut feeling versus not listening to your gut feeling? Like, it, just as a, you know, like a tangible example of some, I'll bet everybody who's listening understands what you're talking about. And I always like to get it into, like, from a concept into an actual, this is an example of when you did and when you didn't. I love the idea of, like, your mind going, no, that's not true. No, that's not true. Right? I think that's perfect because it's so true.
It's talking constantly.
It is.
Once you to listen, it's really, yeah, it's consistent.
Yes, it is.
So, well, usually people need their time off to access their gut feelings or their contact with their angels. So just if you're not sure what is the right voice, just take some time off and sit quiet and meditate and then ask your question. And usually the angels will somehow give you a feeling what is the right solution for you or the right way for you. Or just like, if you're thinking doing it this way, it feels like it's not right. And if you're doing it the other way, it feels like it's right. So usually the angels constantly, they always repeat what they were saying. So it's not just one term and then it's off and you don't hear them anymore. They just access you all the time. So they say it again or give you the feeling again. So your mind is already constantly changing his mind, I think. Like, you should do that, or maybe you should do that, or better have a right eye on this. Be careful. Yeah, so it's constantly changing his mind. But your gut feeling is changing.
To me, Nicole, that's the gold of what you just said. It's taking the time off, getting quiet, meditating, whatever that looks like for you. Like some people, it might be knitting. You know, it's a repetitive task. It takes them out of their head. They just start to, you know, for some people, it might be running. It might be gardening. It might be, you know, brushing your cat. You know, I don't know. It might, you know, taking your dog for a walk. There are ways of meditating without sitting down and actually, although that's a wonderful way, obviously. But then asking the questions, the piece that you said that was so, so, so important was asking the questions and then checking in to see, does it feel right or does it not feel right?
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Because that right there gives you the connection, but you can't get that connection unless you're quiet.
Mm.
If you're so busy, you can get the, and let me just take that back. You can get the connection when you're busy. I get it all the time. But in order to recognize, when you're in the beginning stages of recognizing that you are getting that information, you really do need to take that time for yourself and be quiet and tune in. And then you recognize what that feels like, and then you can start to, you'll know that you access it all the time. Would you agree with that?
Sure, yeah. You have to take your time off, which is actually one of the clues for Earth Angels. They need their time off, but we will come to that later.
You know, I had someone say to me once upon a time, this was a mentor, say, you need more self-care than I do. And I thought, that's just so weird. You know, like, why wouldn't you need self-care, right? And self-care meaning, like, no time off, right? So it's funny, as you say this, I'm seeing that I have to have space in my day around things that I do. I can't be 100% on ongoingly all the time. I pay a price if I do that.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
And I know my clients do as well. But, yeah, your brain is talking to you and it says, be busy, do this, do that, and it doesn't rest, you know. Like you and me, though, it doesn't rest. It's talking all the time, and it takes some practice to just sit quiet and take your time off. And it's a decision you make.
It is. And, it is. So that actually leads me to the next question, and I know that we'll get into some of the other stuff in a minute, but this is such a juicy, important piece. I want to know, Nicole, what are your warning signs that you haven't been taking enough time off, that you have gone out of balance, that something is, you're getting ready to have, you know, what I call the breakdown before the breakthrough, right? Where you've pushed yourself to the limit. What are your signs? What happens to you?
Funny question. I actually I don't really hear the angels then anymore.
But how do you know you're not hearing them? How do you know you're not hearing them?
I feel like, how can I say, like, I don't know the right word, like I'm distracted, like I'm not in contact with myself. And if I'm not in contact with myself, I feel like everything is hassling me, and I feel like I don't have any time for anything, and I don't like my life, I don't like my work, I don't like anything.
Right. Brilliant.
That's a warning sign, actually. That's a late warning sign. You shouldn't take it to that step, actually. But I have it as well,
You know, I get some physical signs. It's really interesting. I'll start bumping into things. Like, I'll start bumping into walls or corners of, you know, whatever, hurting myself, right? Like, it's like, watch where you're going kind of thing. Or I'll drop. I had a period of time recently when we were doing the JV giveaway where I started dropping glass. Well, we have ceramic floors. Glasses, you know, and we have glass jars. And it's like, I was dropping things. And I'm like, all right, this is my sign, you know, I'm going too fast, I'm not paying attention, things are dropping out, you know. It was a definite physical manifestation of I was feeling inside, you know. So for me, my signs, when I start running into things, I start getting cranky easily, I start dropping things, I'm like, okay, I gotta get some space. That's most important, right?
Yeah, it's really important.
You said, by the way, about a feeling like you're not in contact with yourself. I think that's so. You just start feeling.
And it doesn't feel nice. It's an awful feeling.
And you don't like anybody. You know, you don't like your
anybody.
Life. You don't like anybody. Like, just leave me alone. Okay, time off. You need time off.
It starts with driving. I don't know if you know that. Everybody's in the way. I think that's a good first warning sign.
It really is, isn't it?
If you're annoyed from people at the cash machine who are not that quick, if someone on the road is not that quick, if you're a quick driver, you will be annoyed. And that's one of the first warning signs.
That's so good. You better listen to your angels. You're getting a little bit of road rage for you.
Get out of the way.
Oh, my goodness. That's good. All right. So let me go back to why do you think I know that you work with traumatized women. You're brilliant at it. You've got, you know, your social work degree, but now you bring in the angel work as well, which is so powerful. So I love working with trauma. I've been there. I know it. I have such a well of compassion for it and the space that it's such a sacred journey. I get it. But our listeners, why did you choose to work with traumatized women? Like, really, what's going on with that, right?
Did you say that? Lots of people do that. They can't understand it. I love working with a wounded child within. I really love taking care, helping people taking care of their inner children. Mm-hmm. And if they experience trauma, they will have found it in a children, at least one, but I think you have a lot of them at several ages. And, well, since I myself experienced several traumas in my life, especially in childhood, I was really desperately looking for help. And I couldn't find somebody who really could help me stay present, be in the here and now with all this stuff coming up. So at one point, I found somebody who really could help me with my inner system and help me to stabilize. And I'm so grateful about that. I really want to give this experience to others that they don't need to suffer as much as I did. Because I was really looking for that, I don't know, about just maybe 10 years ago when I met this woman. So, and I'm 44 now. So it took me quite a lot of time to find somebody who really could help me. And I think it's really seldom that people have these gifts to understand what's going on with somebody who's experiencing trauma. Because you have a special feeling about things, which if you don't experience that, you will never know these feelings. That's why you and me, I think, we connect to each other, because we know about these feelings. We don't have to talk about it very much, because it's just like, oh, yes, somebody's understanding me. And I really want to be somebody for these people, just like I have somebody who's understanding them and picking them up on the road, going this way together. It makes my heart sing when I can help somebody who's still experiencing his past feelings.
Yeah.
To calm the inner system, to help them to find techniques which they can use to calm their inner system, to nurture their inner children. So
That's where the healing is, isn't it? There's a whole body of work around healing the inner child. And it really is about going back to those situations where you were powerless at that time as a little one, and healing and actually retraining that part of you to know, and giving it power and healing it. That's a lot of the work that I've done as well. It's just accessing that time, healing it, and it's amazing what opens up as a result of healing that. It's so incredibly powerful.
Your whole life changed.
It is life-changing, I agree. Yeah. So,
really,
but why do you think... No, I'm sorry, go ahead. What?
And it's really astonishing how angels can help with that. And
so talk about that.
Wow. I learned all these trainings about how to help people with solution-focused therapy, and it's a good therapy method anyway, and it helps people. I was working with addicted people, so it's really a good possibility to help. But at the moment, where I got to know the help of the angels, to call in them, and to use the angels' healing energy for healing the inner children, for example. You can just, while you're visualizing your inner child, you can, like you're doing it with a magic wand, you can call in the angels and help this inner child, for example.
Yes.
And
yes.
Healing the wound within, like I'm scanning the energy body, so I can see if there are wounds. And I see if there are wounds at the heart, for example, of the inner child. And I can ask, for example, Archangel Raphael to heal this heart and to give this child back his love and all that is needed to be healed. And that's so amazing. I think you won't believe it till you experience it. I think maybe you experience it, but other people, you cannot imagine how this effect is. If you put this method together, it's so huge. And I love it, love it, love it. Because you don't have any other energy, any other help here on Earth which is as powerful. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe I don't know everything. Yeah. But so such a good possibility to help people.
No, I love it. I love it. You know, it's funny. When I first learned about the angels, it was when I think I read Doreen Virtue's book, The Light Worker's Way. And I was so astonished at her story drew me in. It was so powerful.
I really believe that on a higher level, we choose what kind of experiences we want to make before we incarnate here on Earth. And I believe, too, that Earth angels often choose these kinds of experiences in order to serve better, in order to fulfill their purpose, or in order to gain special abilities, which they won't have if they wouldn't have these experiences. I hear myself still, so I think
yeah,
it's my answer. I'm so sorry about that.
It's okay.
Yeah.
There's nothing we can do about it. We'll just keep moving forward.
We just ask the angels that everybody who wants to listen to us and who should listen to us can understand us very properly and don't have any problems, even
yes.
if there's a feedback, so that they get the information underneath through the energy which we are sending out. I think that's a really good idea.
I think that's a perfect idea. Thank you for that. That's
Thank
a prime
you.
Example of what to do and how to call in the help of the angels when you are in any situation, and I do that myself now all the time. I agree with you about, you know, I like to call it the divine initiation, actually. Just so I was kind of pleased that I saw that on yours, that when you go through a dark night of the soul, and a lot of light workers do, as a matter of fact, pretty much every light worker I know has gone through one, right?
Everybody,
and,
I think.
Exactly. And so part of that is we may lose some of our innocence, but we gain wisdom, and we actually learn how to, that training is for us to know how then to work with the energies of the divine, whether it's I'm not saying that God causes it. I'm saying, and I agree with you, that we create this ahead of time before we come in so that we can lay out what we have an intention to learn in each lifetime. So each experience gives us that opportunity to learn what it is we wanted to learn. And it is our initiation because had I not gone through what I went through, I wouldn't be doing this work today. I just wouldn't. No question about it.
And I would miss you so much.
I know, right?
I would be desperate.
I would miss me so much. It's funny. I wouldn't even know I would, you know, never mind.
You're
so adorable. So Nicole, let me go back to my little story about when I found, so it was in the middle of my dark night of the soul, right? And I was it was in 2001. I remember it so clearly. I lived in Charlottesville, Virginia, which I still absolutely adore, that little town. And I was walking on Main Street and passing this little bookstore, metaphysical bookstore called Quest Book. And I saw this book called The Lightworker's Way, and it was 50% off. Now you have to know, I had no job. I was at home with a daughter. I had just gone through massive trauma, and I was a mess. I was just emotionally a mess. And I picked up the book, and I'm like, let me buy this because it just looked interesting. I took it home. I think I read it in like one day or 2 days. It was just astonishing to me. And I opened the back of the book, and it said something about if you'd like more information, you know, or information about upcoming events or whatever, learn more about becoming a light worker or being a light worker, whatever, fill in the blank. I don't remember what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Go to this link, this URL. Well, okay, so I went, and I discovered that she was going to be having, this was Doreen, right, and she was going to be having a angel therapy practitioner workshop in South Florida in Miami. in 2001, and in like 2 months. And the price point at that point was like $1,500 for the certification program. And I'm like, I have no money. I have no, you know, like, I have no, you know, how am I going to do that? But I knew that I had to be there. I knew I had to do it, right? So I was, you know, part of the thing that she inspired was to ask the angels. And so I said, well, okay, angels, if you want me to go, you got to create a way for me to go. So you have to know, again, I had no job, right? I'd just been in school, and I had a teenage daughter. We'd been through massive trauma, and I had no job. And so don't even go into how I was, you know, supporting myself and my daughter, but nonetheless, I wasn't, like, you know, selling my body or anything. No, it was like school loans at that point. But so I asked the angels for help. And the one thing I had was a car. I had this, you know, this kind of sports car that I'd been trying to sell for 2 years. And I said, all right, guys, well, if you want me to go, then you're going to have to help me sell the car because that's the only place I can see that I have any money. Within 2 weeks, that car sold for cash. The guy gave me the money. I had the money to go to the event. I signed up. I was like, gulp, you know, it's a lot of money. So I signed up. I drove my daughter and I down. We had friends who lived in South Florida at that point, so she went and visited them for a week. I went and did the training, and I learned about intuition during that time. And I learned that was the beginning stages of my really tapping into my intuition, really understanding that I am intuitive, that we are all intuitive, that it is a skill that can be learned. Some people, you know, never sort of turn it off as a child, but most of us do, and I learned to turn it back on. It was one of the most incredible experiences. Like, I have so many of these kind of experiences like that, but that was when I knew the angels were there and they were helping me, and that I just started learning about the angels from that. It was so powerful.
Wow.
Really an amazing experience. Yeah.
Brilliant. Wow. I didn't know that, by the way. Wow.
Well, I'm a wealth of mystery.
Yes, I know. Don't
nightmare. So funny. So how would you describe an earth angel? What are their skills and their challenges in their businesses, especially in their businesses, right? Or, I mean, you don't have to go do about it only in the businesses because this is, frankly, so interesting anyway, but it does apply to businesses.
I think, first of all, a lot of people who are listening to the call might not be sure if they are earth angels or not, so I just want to go into the details. What are the specialties of earth angels? So the ones who are incarnated angels, there are different realms of earth angels, but I love working with the incarnated angels, and I know a lot about them because they are my perfect ideal clients. So earth angels love peace. They love harmony, and they love to bring peace and love to the earth. So that's really, they feel this mission in their heart, that they are called here to do something which is helping people, which is helping the environment, or which is helping animals. They just want to help. They are so highly sensitive. They are so kind. Oftentimes they are motivated. If you see in their eyes, you look in their eyes, you can see the love. Even though you can see maybe they had a lot of experiences, but you can see the love in their eyes. And they are very, very responsible, reliable person. Oftentimes, they have like a feeling of guilty very easily because they want to help people. They come to Earth with a clear sense of heaven, you know. They have like a remembrance of their time in heaven. And, well, they know that how it was as they were in heaven. And they just think, what is this here on earth? What's happening here? Why are people so fighting? Why do they have wars? And they really feel the pain of all these people who are affected by cruelty or violence. If they just listen to an argue in a shop, they will be affected by this energy because so highly sensitive. So they really need a lot of protection for themselves. As soon as they walk out of the door, they can feel how other people feel. They're like a sponge. I don't know if you have this saying in your language. We have. They just suck the energy of other people's stuff. As if it were theirs. So oftentimes they can't decide, is this my feeling or is this the feeling of somebody else? Mm-hmm. How did I get that one? And they even don't know how to get rid of it as well. So they love helping people. They really love helping people. And they know that it's their mission, but it's also their self because they have difficulties to set boundaries. They have difficulty to say no, even in their businesses. They have difficulty to say no. Yes.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good.
Yeah, they have, first of all, they have difficulty to say no. Second of all, they don't know that they're, like me, I didn't know that it's a special gift to be here sentient because I thought everybody has that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think their gift are something everybody could do. In order, if you face that, you can see it might be difficult to charge for your services because you think it's nothing special. Everybody else could do that. Because they don't honor their gift. Because, first of all, it's a gift from heaven, and they might know that. Yeah. So you think you shouldn't charge for that. And second of all, they are not sure if they are good enough because they want the world to be in peace and harmony, which is never, ever working. At least at the moment, we don't see a solution for everything. We will have to live with these energies on Earth, which we have here. And, we are here to balance it, but first of all, we need to take care of our own energy. Otherwise, we can't help.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something another angel really needs to learn. There are some other things I would like you to know which are challenging. Maybe it's affecting the business as well. Earth angels often have problems, weight problems. You might know that. Because it's like a shield. The pounds are like a shield. And, it's affecting their energies. And you know what I mean?
Well, I think that another reason, and it's interesting because in one of the trainings that I did, which was master alignment, which was that was when I learned to read DNA or learned to read people's energy fields during that practitioner training. One of the things that they said to me at that point was, it grounds you. The weight, you need that extra weight because it grounds you. Otherwise, you'd be off in la-la land, like that kind of thing. And I was like, that's just a really weird thing to hear somebody say. But it makes sense to me because there's an essence of it. Now, let's not go into health issues about all of that, but let's just talk about the groundedness of what food does. It does does bring us into our bodies and makes us more solid, which is different from, being in the ethers, which is where we a lot of times want to be. But I don't know that it's... yes, protection, but I don't think it's always only protection, is my thought about that. So I do think that weight it's a sign that someone is an earth angel. I remember that from Doreen's trainings, but I also think
I believe that
there's more pieces to it, too. which are positive pieces. They're not even necessarily, doesn't mean you can't ground in other ways, doesn't mean you can't protect in other ways, all of that, but it just means that those are also parts of the conversation about the physicality of being an earth angel. Would you disagree with that, or is that something you've not either thought of or?
I think you're it's the truth. Yeah, sure. It grounds you, I'm sure. Yeah. It helps you to be here on earth.
Yeah.
It's not always that easy.
Right. So what are some of the others?
Well, oftentimes incarnated angels have difficulties in their relationship, especially their partnership in the beginning. If they didn't get the help they need, they might be with partners who they want to rescue, like codependency or loving too much. This is really affecting them as well. It's always part of boundaries, you know. So
yeah.
This is so the part we come here to help. We really come here to rescue Earth. But well, we can't do anything at once. Yeah. Even though we want to.
Yeah.
It was possible. Well, I would work day and night, and I think lots of other angels would do that as well. Yeah.
Work day and night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it would rescue us, the planet. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. So what do you recommend that they do to be able to access their superpowers continuously? Like, if you know, these are some of their issues. Obviously, you have resolutions for them, right?
Yeah, try them out, and I can really highly recommend them. There are some things that are really non-negotiable. You really need to do it. You're an earth angel. If you found yourself in this description, first of all, are things you really, what we were talking about in the beginning, you need your time off to be in your own space and your own energy, because you would take over energies of others easily without recognizing. And this leads me to another point. It's important that you do energetic clearing, cord cutting with Archangel Michael, which we know, and shielding. Allow yourself to set boundaries, learn how to say no, balance giving and receiving. Yeah. But I highly recommend the clearing and shielding with Archangel Michael. I think it's essential. If you have another possibility to clear your energy and to shield yourself, it's fine. I don't mind which one you use. But if you're an earth angel, you should really, really shield yourself as soon as you walk out of the door. You need to do that.
I love that.
And so, so important. And I have a lot of people who say, yeah, I'm doing it. And I say, well, do you do it every day? No. You see, that's the problem. Do you think about showering or washing yourself every day? No. You do it. You're brushing your teeth. So please, please clear yourself and shield yourself, because it's the same. It's nothing we can discuss about.
do you have like a quickie guide on how to, do you just say, okay, Archangel Michael, clear me and shield me? Is that what you do? I'm going out the door, clear me, shield me, boom, done. Or do you,
You can do that and it will work. It's the shortcut. But I think I really love the vacuuming with Archangel Michael. Ask him to come with his nice divine vacuumer and suck up all the energies. Go through your crown chakra and suck up all the energies.
I remember that,
negative, which are negative thoughts of yourself or others, which are negative energies, which are dirt or whatever else, psychic rubbish or whatever just suck it up and fill me up with new energy.
Sorry. Archangel Michael, suck it up. So is once a day enough, or do you have to, do you need to do it more than once a day, or?
I would recommend to do it once a day.
You know, one of the things that I do when I'm going to sleep is I'll ask Archangel Michael just to cleanse my energy field, you know, just like clean it up, clear it up. You know, I don't actually say cut all the cords, and I should. I actually need to do that on a regular basis, cutting those cords. It is so important. And you know, guys, cutting the cords is not just cutting the cords between you and someone else. It can be cutting the cords between you and your computer, cutting the cords between you and, you know, your office chair. You know, it really is about clearing your energetic field so that you can go to sleep and sleep well. But definitely putting on, you know, putting on that bubble of light around you to protect you, asking the angels. I continually ask the angels. I'm like, hey, guys, can you help me with this? You know, it doesn't necessarily mean I'm talking to a specific one, although I could if I wanted to, you know, just tune into and say, your name is this, or, okay, I get that, you know, or what is your name? And you can ask your angels, what is their name? Sit down and write it out in your journal, right? Would you agree with that? Because sometimes we need a name,
that.
Right?
The first name which is popping up in your mind is the right one. And oftentimes,
yeah.
Brain will say, you're making this up.
Right. Oh, you can count on it. Count on that. That's so good. You're making it up. Your brain will tell you you're making it up. Every single psychic, intuitive channeler that I have ever read about has had that conversation in their head. You're making it up. And they have to walk through that in order to step into their gifts. You have to ignore the brain and trust.
You can also ask Archangel Michael to help you with these negative thoughts or your frowns. And you can also ask Archangel Jophiel, which is the angel of beauty, to help you beautify your thoughts. So that's really helpful.
If that is helpful.
In my brain, I'm going back and forth. I ask Archangel Jophiel, and I think it takes about maybe 5 minutes. Then I'm thinking about something totally different, and I'm astonished. Oh, I was thinking about that before. What's happening? Oh, yes, I was asking Archangel Jophiel.
That is so true, isn't it? You know, here's the thing, guys. Yes, if you just do it when you're brushing your teeth, even, like, at least you'll do it, right? If you just think, okay, I'm going to brush my teeth. Okay, Archangel, you know, Michael, would you cut my cords, clean my energy while I'm brushing my teeth? Okay, great, got it, good. And, you know, first thing in the morning, vacuum out the, you know, the whatever, or when you go to sleep at night. Actually, I love that, when you go to sleep at night, because that really sets you up for a great night's sleep. But Archangel Joe, what did you say, Jophiel, or what? How do you spell his name?
J-O, what is this?
I love it. P-H-I-E-L. Okay, got it. Elizabeth got it. Okay, that's good. Okay, Archangel Jophiel, to beautify your thoughts. I love that.
But if you ask Archangel Jophiel to help you with something, you might experience that she is also helping with other things, like beautifying your environment, beautifying relationships, and because she's doing a good job.
Yeah, she's all about beauty, isn't she? I love that.
So
you might even want to start wanting to put on makeup.
Yeah. It's a great angel to work with. But he recommends, if you don't know which angel to ask, to just ask the angel who is the best for this or that issue will come and help you. You don't need to know the name. You don't need to address to a certain angel. You can just ask which one is the best for me at this moment. Please come to me and help me with whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing you need to do, really ask your angel. Ask your angel. Constantly contact your divine team. And you can find angels for everything. Really for everything. Before I was going on the show, just a quickie joke, I was asking my translation angel, can you please help me find the right words in English? If I don't, please help the people to understand me anyway. Even though they don't know what I'm talking about, they get the energy and they understand on another level. It doesn't matter for me how they understand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Everything, whatever you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. Elizabeth, go ahead.
Like asking your business angel, your divine attraction angel.
Oh, I ask my angels for everything I do. And when I'm doing a class, I ask the angels for that, you know, for that class to help me out. When I ask, you know, when I'm doing whatever it is, I always ask the angel of that particular event or that particular group of people that is gathering. You know, we have a divine business radio angel. You know, we do. I know they're in there. I know their name, but I know they're there. So, yeah, seriously, it's really great. Elizabeth put in she has a little private chat with me, so she keeps me on track here. And she wrote a little note saying, to cut the cords between all places, all persons, and all things that are not for my highest and best good. And that's such a beautiful thing to write or to ask your angels to do, or ask Archangel Michael to do, to cut the cords between all places, persons, and things that are not for my best and highest good. All right, so do you have something, because we're really getting close on our time, do you have something that you want to invite our listeners to do? Maybe have a, I know that your native language is German. I know that your business is in Germany. I get that. But you work through Skype, and I know that, you know, you might be open to having a healing session or something like that with someone in English. I don't know for sure. I don't want to, you know, put words in your mouth, but you have something to offer our listeners?
Yeah, I was talking with Elizabeth about that. I can work in English, but if I'm working with traumatized people and they really have difficulties, it would be better in German, just to make sure that we both understand each other. I have on my website, I have a German gift, which I can give to everybody who understands my language, which are healing meditations, which I channeled.
We're going to post that. We'll post that on the DIB, you know, Facebook page, and then, you know, in all of our appropriate places.
Mm-hmm.
We will post that also on Blog Talk Radio, because there are people who speak German as a native language, and I have a very good friend who immigrated from Germany to the U.S. when she was, you know, like 18, and she and I did healing work together when I was in Charlottesville, and you know, her native language is German. So there are many, you know, even in the U.S. who are listening to this, or people who know somebody who may be very interested in this, who is in, you know, who would like to work with you in German, or would like to even receive your meditation. So anyway, all right. Well, and thank you for that, Nicole. That's really wonderful. And thank you. Today was just amazing. It's so wonderful to get more reminders of how we can use our beautiful connection with the angels. And I know from the training that, you know, your angels can't work with you unless you ask. They are not allowed to interfere unless you ask. And but they will if there's a life or death kind of situation, but, you know, which is why we hear all the time about those stories. But it is true that if you ask, they will be there and they will help. no matter what.
And my people often ask me, can't I have a constant account for that? But, well, the angels want you to ask them to be present in the moment. I don't know how to say that properly. To be aware, that's the right word, to be aware of what you're doing. And you can't be aware when you're not asked, and that's really important.
It is very important. Awareness is key. All right, everyone. Take a nice deep breath in, and we say thank you, thank you, thank you. You are here to bring your sacred, beautiful healing gifts to the world, to be that expression of the divine in this world. Call upon your angels to help you get that out into the world. And so we say thank you. Thank you, thank you. All right, everyone. We'll see you next week. Go get your divine on. Thank you for being here with us today. Bye, everyone. Bye, Nicole. Thank you.
This episode of the Divinely Intuitive Business Show has been sponsored by the Divine Business Club, the only place where divine intuitives like you can get proven business building advice on how to get your sacred gifts out into the world and make the impact and the money that you want to make for less than $1 a day. For more information, go to www.divinebusinessclub.com.